Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting second. The center fielder, Darryl Thomas. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Randy Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gary Thomasson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Montefusco. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Montefusco. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Valentine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Madlock. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Madlock. And now, play ball. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Clark moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomasson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boisclair who is chasing the ball. Alexander reaches third base with a triple. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris bunts towards the mound. Apodaca fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomason moves to second. Rob Andrews pinch runs for Vic Harris. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomason scores. Andrews moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boisclair. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Andrews scores. Foley goes all the way around to score. Alexander moves to third. It's 4-1, Giants. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0 for 1 in the game. Montefusco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock is hit by the pitch. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Madlock moves to second. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rob Andrews now playing second base. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-1 in the game. Boisclair hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomason hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boisclair. Thomason reaches second base with a double. Elliott moves to third. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley is walked intentionally. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Elliott scores. Thomason moves to third. Foley moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Rick Baldwin now pitching. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0-for-2 in the game. Montefusco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentine. Thomason scores. Foley moves to third. Alexander moves to second. It's 6-1, Giants. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock juggles the ball. That's an error on Madlock. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozilli hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges moves to third. Valentine moves to second. John Milner pinch hits for Rick Baldwin. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodges tags and scores. Valentine tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Giants. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Milan reaches second base with a double. Valentine scores. Randle goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Giants. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Myrick now pitching. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Valentine applying the tag. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-2 in the game. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mozilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boisclair moves to second. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomason. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Thomason steals second. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomason moves to third. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomason tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Giants. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Montefusco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foley moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Madlock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Bob Myrick. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood strikes out. 1 out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Randle steals second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randle moves to third. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montefusco fields it and throws to home to get Randle. Milan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Mike Vale pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale takes first base on ball 4. Milan moves to third. Henderson moves to second. John Stearns pinch hits for Bruce Boisclair. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. John Stearns now playing first base. Mike Vale now playing right field. Joel Youngblood now playing second base. Paul Siebert now pitching. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Valentine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Thomason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mozilli hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Doug Flynn now playing shortstop. John Stearns now catching. Bobby Valentine now playing first base. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote pinch hits for Paul Siebert. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.